Hey folks, welcome back to Insomnia Radio Canada. My name is Chris, and thanks for tuning in. This is show 71. I had myself convinced for some reason this should have been show 73, but apparently it's just show 71. So thanks for tuning in. I do apologize for the huge hiatus. I believe September was the last show we recorded. Things have been a little crazy around here, but they're starting to settle back down again, and hopefully we can make this a much more regular thing. Looking for bumpers, if anybody wants to do them, little radio show jingles, bumpers, features, whatever you'd like to call them. We're running a little short, and I'm repeating all the ones I've been using for the last 5 years. So if you want to send one in, please do so, chris@insomniaradio.net. Also, if you have music you'd love me to play, please send that in too. Always happy to get feedback. So we're coming up to show 75, which I hope to do a little bit of a listener feature of the last 5 years of music, because we are now at about 5.5 years of doing this show. So if you want to send in your favorite tracks from shows 1 through 74, once we get to 74, that would be awesome, and I'll play them on show 75. So far, we have one submission. So thanks, Ro. Really appreciate that. So without further ado, let's get to some awesome music.
It might take a while. Yeah. Hey, this is Trey from Infinity, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Pretty good way to kick off show 71. That first track there was by a group called Bon Villain. They are from Toronto, and the track was Out of Cash. So these guys say that they are an electropop band with a modern sound reminiscent of artists like MGMT, Jungle, Calvin Harris, and Kavinsky. So if you liked theirs, please go check out their stuff. You can find them over at bonvillain.com. The second track was from Infinity. The track was Robot versus the Wooden Chairs. It's from the album The Possibilities Are Endless. They're inspired by My Chemical Romance, Dance Gavin Dance, and many others, and they're from Edmonton, Alberta. So we're going to jump all over the place in genres and cities we're playing music from today and keep you guys all entertained, hopefully. So let's get to some more music, shall we? Yes, let's.
Traveling down the road, for you, these dreams, it seems, are nothing but the same. For you, these dreams, it seems, are nothing but the same.
You're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, all the very best of Canadian independent music.
Is now all gone. I'm finally here.
tracks just keep coming today. So first there we had Sweet Vintage Ride, and I have played them before a couple of times, I believe. Their tracks came to me directly from the band themselves. The track I chose to play this time around was These Dreams It Seems. And if you're from Edmonton, you might be able to go out and see these guys. They recently got some really good publicity in one of the Edmonton papers, and they were also in the top 10 of the Edmonton Journal Indie Bands, so congrats, guys. That second track there was Woodhawk, and the track I played was Magnetic North. These guys are from Calgary, Alberta, and they are currently out on tour. Last night, March 27th, they played Call the Office in London. Was very tempted to go, but new job, new hours, decided to stay home and be more awake and alert for my job today, but maybe I'll catch them the next time through. It looks like they're hitting Hamilton and Montreal soon, so go over to their webpage, check out the tour dates. They're also posting them over on Twitter, and go see them if you can, if you enjoyed that track. Oh, we've got at least 5 more tracks to go today, so let's play some more music and see what we have for you.
Hi, this is Dave from the Bugcast. And when I'm not going around the world stealing place names to use in my own country, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
You walk with your head held high.
With your head held high.
You know that it's not that kind of night.
Not that kind of night.
Feeling good, feeling patient. But you burn with a passion. A passion.
Great tracks, don't you think? So first up there, we had a band called Wyken. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. It's W-Y-K-A-N. And the track was Lapon Almost, I think. This is from their first single, their debut EP called Solace. It will be released April 13th this year, so we're getting a nice little preview there. If you enjoyed that track, definitely go over to their webpage, check things out. These guys are from Montreal in Quebec. Second track there was from Born Ruffians. The track was Miss You. These guys are originally from Midland, though they're kind of featured now in Toronto. That's where they seem to be working out of. So I've had some requests to do like a Canadian music history feature, a little bit of waffle about Canadian music. So I've been struggling and trying to think what all I could include here. So in the news, the Stratford Museum, that's in Stratford, Ontario. They're out on Ontario Street on, I believe it's Highway 7-ish. They're on the way out of town either way. They have a huge Justin Bieber exhibit right now. Opening weekend, they were selling tickets to mostly people out of the Canada country. Yeah, it's just insane. They sold out tickets for the first 2 days, I think, from the sounds of things. It's been up and running for a bit over a month now, I believe. So they plan to run this exhibit, I believe, right through the summer. So if you're a big Justin Bieber fan and you can travel this year, come on into Stratford and check out the exhibit. There's all kinds of things to do in town there. There's also a Justin Bieber tour. You can pick up the map from the tourist office in Stratford right downtown. It lists all his favorite spots where he shops, his favorite pizza place where he likes to go for ice cream, and you can hit all the favorite spots that Justin Bieber goes to. So other than that, I've been contemplating, Canadian musicians, do people actually know, other than like famous musicians, do you really know that they're actually from Canada? That's a really interesting one we could look at. Or, you know, do you want just like Canadian music facts? Because there's a lot of interesting facts out there about Canadian musicians and Canadian music stuff in general. Like those of us who grew up in the 80s would remember Much Music being on TV. Much Music was a station that only talked about music. They played music videos. They had a great thing called Pop-Up Video, which gave you facts about those music videos and other interesting information. Do you know it debuted in 1984? That's quite a while ago. It's kind of neat. And then in 1993, they won a Gemini for their coverage of the federal elections that year. So I could talk about neat stuff like this if people are really interested in it. Or, you know, facts like the band Honeymoon Suite, which is Canadian. They caught their name because they were based out of, want to guess? It's pretty easy. Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls seems to be like the honeymoon capital of North America. People go there on their honeymoons. Did not go there myself, but it is a place people go. And that's where they got their band name from. So if there's something specific you're curious about, or there's something you'd love me to try and research and cover, I'd be interested to find out what you, the listeners, are interested in hearing and cover that kind of stuff in my little waffle section, and we'll see what we can come up with. I'm definitely probably going to do some stuff on particular Canadian bands, you know, Leonard Cohen, Rush, stuff like that. But who knows? It's a spot where I've got a lot of room to grow as a host myself, so I also want to do just a nice little shout out to my current group of trainees that have spent the last 2.5 weeks with me learning our new jobs. So Pugs Not Drugs Group, you guys are all awesome. Our trainer Pat has been amazing. Keep growing, guys, learning everything we can. We're doing awesome. You're all amazing people, and I'm really proud to be training with a lot of you. Thanks if you're tuning in to listen. I really appreciate it. So I think it's time for some more music now that I've done a little shout out and we've talked about music trivia, and I have lots of great music still to play. So let's get to it. We'll be right back.
What's up? This is Good Job Scott Dick
Ajay from Two Crown King, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
We'll be right back.
Well, we just keep the good tunes a-rolling today. So first there, we had Scale Fighter, their track Uncomfortable from BC. That was released way back in 2015. So another great track, a little bit older, but just came into my inbox recently. So if you like them, links to their web pages will be in the show notes. Go support them, check them out, download their music. Second track there was by Shane Stewart. The track was Time to Go. Shane's somebody I know personally, and he just did a great big huge move from Southern Ontario all the way out to BC. So he's now based out in BC, and he sent that to me just shortly after they moved. It's taken me forever to get around to playing it. He even forgot he had sent it to me. So without further ado, we've got a couple more tracks. Let's see what we got.
If you really loved me, you would have shown me. 'Cause baby, using those three words only gets you so far. You could have taken a second to look at me. Always wanna find a way to say sorry for the lack of love you're giving, please. Sitting here wasting my time, wasting my time. This is dying. All you can say is we can save it. If you really loved me, you would have shown me. 'Cause baby, using those three words only gets you so far. If you really loved me, you would have shown.
What do you think, folks? Another great track? That was Sarah Diamond from Montreal, Quebec, and her track Three Words. And this would bring us to last track time. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed the 10 or so tracks I have played today. I think it's 10. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, it looks like 10 tracks to me, but I could be counting wrong. It might be 11. I don't know. Math is not my strong suit. Music is. So if you've enjoyed them, let me know. Always looking for feedback. Send me in your favorite track from shows 1 through 74 when we get to 74. I'm going to be playing listener favorites on show 75 because, well, why not? It's good for you guys to have a say in the show too, right? Let me know what you think about the suggestion for doing the music trivia, music history, Canadian music, famous people, whatever you want to call that little waffly section there in the middle. And if you've got any other feedback, love to hear it, because, well, the show's not going to improve if I don't get feedback and you don't let me know what you like, what you don't like. where you think I have room to grow. So have an awesome week, day, month until my next show. Remember, tune in again and send feedback. Chris@insomniaradio.net. You can also ping us over on Twitter or send us information on Facebook at our Facebook page. So thanks again. One last track. Yep, that's right. Last track time. So this band is called Midnight Echo. The track is Guide You Home. These guys are from Whitby, Ontario. I just found out I graduated the same year as they did, but we were in different high schools. So who knows? Maybe I know them. We'll find out. So enjoy this last track and we'll catch you around. Ciao.